if you allow yourself just to relax, be present, be open, unfold your arms and your legs, plant your feet firmly on the ground, and allow yourself to take some deep breaths, breathing all the way down to the belly. And as you inhale and exhale, allow yourself to connect with your breath. And you may use the technique of the infinity sign, where it's large enough to connect at the top of your head, at the crown chakra, crossing over at the heart, and connecting at the base of the spine. And as you inhale, tracing the breath up to the top of the infinity sign, and as you exhale, allowing it to fall down to the bottom. It does not matter which side you go up or down. Just trace the breath, be connected to the breath, and allow the breath. And we call forth Divine Source, Creator of all that is. All of our spirit guides and angels and teachers, the archangels and ascended masters. We especially call upon Archangel Michael and his legions of angels, Lord Melchizedek, Saint Germain, and Lord Metatron to assist us today in this healing and this alignment. We give thanks for also Mother Mary and Sananda for being present here today, for Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Ariel that are all assisting us. And call upon a guide or a teacher or someone, some being that you may work with. Allow them to be present with you to help you in helping yourself and helping others and helping the planet. And take the universal L and allow yourself to just breathe in and out of it, looking at it, gazing upon it. Allow for the vibration of the universal love and universal co-creation that it radiates to radiate forth within you, as well as radiating forth outside of you. And with every breath that you inhale, inhale the universal L within you, creating universal love, universal co-creation, and alignment with this love and this light and this power, this divine power to heal and to change, to transform and to create. And as you breathe out the universal out into the world. You can also utilize the universal L. If there is anything within you that is out of alignment with you, meaning that it is creating a discord, an issue, unhappiness, fear within you. And as you look upon the L, breathe out this fear, this discord, this issue, this out of alignment into the L. And as you breathe back in from the L, breathe in the opposite of what this may be. For instance, if you find that you are worried, breathe out worry. And as you breathe back in, breathe in peace or harmony within you and all of your bodies and all parts of your being. You can utilize the L by breathing out throughout it and breathing back in as a total, or you can actually trace the L. And how you do that is you trace where the glutamine spiral is on the right, on the bottom, trace out the worry from that center point of that glutamine spiral and trace it out into the universe by reversing the trace so that you go from the bottom to the top of the universal L. And as you want to trace back in what you desire to align with, you trace back in from the top, down through the L, down through to the glutamine spiral at the base of the bottom right. What that is doing is it is anchoring in the energetics, the vibration that you desire. As you trace it out, it's releasing the vibration, the energetic that no longer serves you. So you can either trace the L, or you can just breathe in and out of the L. Continue to do this for the next few minutes or moments. As you align yourself with universal love, universal co-creation, and letting go of anything that may be in your way that may be stopping you, that may be keeping you stuck, but something that you just don't know how to let go of. Ask for the universal L to assist you as well as all those that surround you. Even tracing the universal L within you, within your different bodies, or placing it within you, placing it within the physical body. If there is a place that's in pain or if you have health issues, imagine tracing the L or placing it within your body. If you have emotional issues, you feel depressed or in despair or worried, place the universal L within your emotional body. If you are in the midst of changing your old thoughts and old beliefs, place the universal L within the mental body. If you feel tired or sluggish or not motivated, place the universal L in your spiritual body to help realign, balance, and harmonize the chakra system. Also, if there is a relationship that you are having difficulties with, send the universal L out to this relationship, to the person or persons that are involved. Imagine connecting your hearts together with the universal L, creating peace, harmony, healing within you and with the other. If you see another that may be in pain or in despair or in challenge, also just send them the universal L to assist them in overcoming and healing and realigning their vibration back into love of themselves and within themselves, to create a place of joy and feeling good. You just have to envision the L going out to them in this vibration. The L will do the work. It will help realign. Because the L is all about alignment with universal love, co-creating at the highest order and highest potential for each and every person and situation. Let go of any attachment that you may have and allow for the universe to work its magic. And now let's work with the planet in those areas that are in need. The places that may have had earthquakes, tsunamis, fires, places that are recovering from destruction and despair. Imagine sending the universal L, first of all, within the planet. Sending it to the core of the planet, or just tracing it in the areas that you imagine. Imagine the planet being showered, and the beings that are on this planet being showered with the universal L. Imagine the universal L being placed within every person on this planet, every being, whether it's two-legged, four-legged, winged, or in the sea. Imagine the universal L assisting them to heal, to transform, to co-create and manifest in their highest order and highest potential, bringing peace, harmony, balance back into their lives, bringing joy, prosperity, and abundance in everything they are and everything they do. Imagine the world becomes a place of harmony and peace and love, and understanding and full of compassion and grace with each other and with ourselves. Releasing the fear, or if the fear comes upon us, that we are able to allow for ourselves to refocus it, to utilize the energy of the fear to co-create within love, giving a new definition to fear. F for focusing, E for energies, A for alter, and R for results. Focusing energies to alter results. seeing those that are in the midst of devastation, to feel and know that they can rebuild. That they can come back into a place that allows them to be prosperous and vibrant once again. We see all those that surround us helping to realign these vibrations, to create now a foundation that's full of love, thrival, and success. As the foundation of the old has been shaken up, that was based on fear and survival in the past. Give gratitude and thanks and appreciation for Mother Earth, even in times of challenges, for Father Sky, for each other, and for this vibration of love and light. And as you take some deep breaths, breathe it in, allow yourself to receive. Receive whatever is in the highest order and highest abundance for yourself. Bring in the highest potential of the beingness of who you are, for you to feel it, know it, and stand within it. And also to go forth and be a service of, contribute in the ways that you are meant to contribute. Whether that's just a smile to a store clerk, or a helping hand, or tithing to places that are in need. Allow yourself to be all that you are. Be this divine love that you are. And be the true expression of who you are in all that you are and all that you do. Affirm and focus upon what you desire, and also send forth these healings to others, to the planet, to the universe. We give thanks for you. And all those that surround us. All being done so.